This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We've been looking into changes to the Public Utility Regulatory Policy Act. It's called PURPA for short. That federal act requires electric utilities to buy energy from solar, wind, and other renewable generators as long as they didn't have to pay more than it cost the utility to generate that power itself. Michigan Congressman Tim Walberg wants to end PURPA. We recently talked to the congressman and a solar energy provider, but we felt like we needed to know a little bit more about PURPA. To help us with that, Marguerite Kearney joins us. She's senior staff attorney with the Grand Rapids Office of the Environmental Law and Policy Center. Hi there.
Hi, Lester. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the basics. PURPA was passed in 1978. What was its purpose?
Well, the purpose of PURPA when it was passed was really to reduce reliance on fossil fuels. And that was seen as a way to increase American energy independence, to diversify the resources that we use in this country to provide our energy.
So how has it affected the development of renewable energy in Michigan?
Well, in Michigan, PURPA is starting to have a really profound impact on developing renewable energy. And I should mention that really one of the stated goals of PURPA was to encourage the development of small renewable energy and cogeneration projects. In Michigan, the Michigan Public Service Commission recently revisited its methodology for determining avoided cost and updated those rates. As a result, we've seen a huge interest from solar developers in Michigan. And there are a lot of folks who are filing interconnection applications so that they can generate solar energy here in the state of Michigan.
Besides Congressman Walberg's proposal to end the Public Utility Regulatory Policy Act, one of Michigan's big electric utilities, Consumers Energy, has asked the Michigan Public Service Commission, the state's utility regulator, for exemptions from the requirement to purchase renewable energy. What's Consumers' stated reasoning for that?
Well, Consumers has come to the commission claiming that they have no capacity need and that therefore the commission's rate shouldn't apply to them. A different rate should apply. This is kind of an interesting development since during the course of over 2 years in these cases, Consumers clearly stated that it had up to a 700 megawatt capacity need. So it's a little bit surprising that suddenly when these avoided costs are set, Consumers is claiming no need for capacity.
A little incongruent there. Are other big utilities like DTE also trying to extract themselves from PURPA requirements to buy renewable energy?
Yeah, they absolutely are. So with DTE, what's really the big concern is the company is asking to recover $1 billion from customers to build an 1,100 megawatt natural gas plant on the east side of the state. And in all of its modeling, even though DTE recognized that under these new avoided cost rates, there was significant interest in solar development and that they expected there to be a lot more solar development, they didn't model any additional solar when they were looking at the resources that would be available to meet their capacity need. And they've actually been telling interested developers that they have no capacity need. Of course, at the same time, they're telling developers they have no need for capacity. They're turning to the commission and telling the commission that they have a substantial capacity need that they need to meet with a $1 billion natural gas plant.
How would an exemption or the end of PURPA affect renewable energy providers in Michigan?
I think it would have a really profound impact on what is shaping up to be a very healthy market. In that space, you know, Consumers raises a lot of issues with the commission and seems very concerned about the number of developers who have filed applications to do solar projects. I think that number is great. It's really promising. It's something that everyone in Michigan should be really excited about because it means more clean, renewable energy at no additional cost. If the commission grants this exemption or prevents PURPA from moving forward, I think it's going to have a really negative impact on that really positive growth.
So future development is at risk.
Absolutely.
Congressman Walberg has said that PURPA has been effective. It did exactly what it was supposed to do, encourage the development of renewable energy. But he says this law is no longer needed. What do you think of that argument?
It's still needed. The goals of PURPA to encourage development of small renewable energy, to provide a mechanism really for competition in what is a regulated market, those needs are still there. Those goals are still very important. We are in a state where the utilities have a monopoly on energy production. What PURPA does is it provides a piece of competition in that monopolistic market, and it allows these small power producers to come in and to provide clean energy to customers at no additional cost. When I look around Michigan, I see a lot of folks who care a lot about their environment, about the air that they breathe, about the legacy that they're leaving to their children. So I think that PURPA absolutely still has an important role to play in policy.
What's the bottom line here? Why do Michigan big utility companies want to end the requirement of buying energy from these smaller renewable energy providers? Is it a matter of cost or just a matter of they don't want that competition when they're thinking about going into solar and wind themselves? What is it?
Yeah, that's right, Lester. The way that they make their money, utilities build big generating units, and then they recover the cost of those units plus a rate of return on the cost of building those units. So the way utilities really make money is by building stuff themselves. PURPA is something that says, hey, if someone else can build it at a lower cost or can build it and you pay them the same amount that it would have cost you to build it, then let's go ahead and let those other folks build it. Let's create some competition. And that, of course, reduces the amount of money that the utility makes.
I don't think the utilities would ever concede that.
My guess is that they would give a number of reasons why they have concerns about PURPA. But when you go through those reasons categorically, it's clear that none of them apply. And that at the end of the day, what PURPA is it's a way of providing clean energy at no additional cost to Michigan customers. And that's something that, you know, regardless of the obstacles that are put in front of it, is really important and the people of Michigan need to fight for and support.
Marguerite Kearney is Senior Staff Attorney with the Grand Rapids Office of the Environmental Law and Policy Center. Thanks very much for explaining PURPA to us.
Thanks for having me.
In the interest of full disclosure, Consumers Energy is a sponsor of Michigan Radio.